Today's daf is daf Nun Beis. We're in daf Nun Aleph and Beis in the bottom by the Mishnah. As we start at 6 o'clock sharp. Okay, the Mishnah, you'll get the notes. The Mishnah is dealing with now the din of Yerushas Bechor. We talked about the Bechor. Now we're going to talk about some halachas of the Bechor. The Pasuk says in Devarim, right, Kiyas Bechor, right, Yakir Laseis Lo Pishnayim. You have to give the Bechor Pishnayim. The Bechor is Yerush from the father, Pishnayim. Bechol Asher Yimotze Lo, Kihure Shise No, Lo Mishpat Bechorah. Because he's the first, he gets the Bechorah, he gets Pishnayim. So you learn, so the Mishnah's come to teach us now from what properties does the Bechor collect Pishnayim, and what properties does the Bechor not collect Pishnayim. The Mishnah begins. HaBechor, meaning whatever we've determined as the Bechor Le Nachala, which was a whole discussion as well, No Tel Pishnayim Bin Nechzei Ha'av. He gets a double portion in the Nechasim of the fathers. How do you divide the double portion? To make it simple, if they're two sons, so basically you add a third son, so to speak. So now you split the property into three, and the Bechor gets two portions, and the other son gets one portion, basically it's 66-33 in that percentage. If they're four kids, you make it five kids, then he gets double. That's how it works out. Ve'eino notel pishnayim b'nechzayim. But the Bechor does not collect a double portion in the Nechasim that he's Yorish from his mother. I guess Rashi says what's nifsei aim? He says nifsei malog, only the nifsei malog, which is what the father can use and doesn't have to return the principal. But the Rashash asks on his Rashi, he goes, what's the case they were talking about here? It must be that the father's already dead, because if the father's not dead,
no.
Yes.
Or if we take the example that the father-in-law gave him a nice
sum, he doesn't
want
to go with his son-in-law, because if he's the Yerushalayim, right,
he can go through her children,
or
even though they're his children, or not his children.
Where do you have that?
The
Rashash points out that it has to be dealing with the father, with the husband died, because he says, if the husband's alive, he's Yorisher. Right? He's typically Yorisher. Typically he's Yorisher. So why is it only Nixay Malog? It should also be the Nixay Tzom Barzo. It should be everything. Why is Rashi saying Nixay Malog? I don't have an answer. I see. No Tov Pishnayim Bin Nixay Av. The Eir No Tov Pishnayim Bin Nixay Aim.
He has children.
What?
He has children.
Ah, that's the bottom difference. That's something else. That's not this case. He has children from a previous marriage. So they're talking about here. It's a regular case.
Her children get it, not his.
Okay, that's a different case, though.
Yeah.
That's a different case. Here we're talking about the two of them have children, child together. If a straight case must be where the husband died first. Otherwise, so if the husband dies first, then why is his son, according to Rashi, only getting nifsei malog? He should be getting nifsei tzom barzo. But the Bechor doesn't get a pishnayim the nifsei aim. Additionally, eino notel b'shevach. The Bechor does not get an additional portion in the shevach, in the appreciation value. What's that? Rashi says b'shevach im hishbichu nechasim la'achar misa'av. Let's say father dies. They haven't done they haven't gone to probate yet, and they haven't distributed property yet. And in the interim, the property appreciates in value. The Bechor does not get a double portion of that appreciation. He only gets a double portion of what the father had at the time of Misa. So if it appreciates in value, so what do you do? They split it evenly, right? Ela shavin masha yushavin b'shas Misa zaviyan. You evaluate what the property was worth at the time of the death of the father. He gets two portions of the karka, and nite most if you shove a shvach chelik hasheni shenote b'shul bechor also most kulam. And the appreciation in the second portion, he has to monetize it and then distribute that equally. You have to split that, so he doesn't get a bechor in the shvach velo b'roi, and he doesn't velo b'roi k'b'muksak. He only gets a pishnayim what's considered muksak and not roi. Muksan means the chasm that the father has right now. Roi means the chasm the father is roi to receive. For example, a loan, the payback of a loan. Rashi says, "V'roi that v'nechasim shelo hayu avien muksak v'shas misaso." He wasn't holding on to them at the time of his death. Aval reuyin hayu lipolo b'Yerusha, but they're roi to fall to him in Yerusha. V'nafel hem achazman. Then they came in after time. Ain v'chor not to be shnayim them. They don't get pitzchnayim from them. My question is in all the current situations that we have now, like banks and stocks and all those things, is that roi or muksa? If it's not liquid, what's the definition of roi or muksa? I don't know how that works. I'm assuming if you have, like, is a checking account wrong? It looks like how does that work? It's from the post
computer. It has money. The stock is a better question.
The stock is a better question. It's not real money. It may just be a star that doesn't have any physical value until you actually, I don't know. Okay. Hilowa Isha Biksubasa, and a woman who's collecting her ksuba, she does not collect from these nechasim either. Rashi says, Lo Isha Biksubasa, Lo Bishvach Shishbicha, we ain't on Shavim on the Chasim Mishasim, he's violated this year. She gets supposed to, ksubas are supposed to get $1,000. The husband only has $800 when he dies. But between the time that he dies and the woman collects, the property goes up in value, and now it's worth $1,000. She doesn't collect from that 200, but she only collects from what was Roy. She doesn't collect from the appreciation, Rashi says. Right? She doesn't collect alone. So Rashi adds that in. It has to be a machlokas. Look at the big start, you see this big toaster that starts in Amid Vase. Right? It says, Lobo Roy Kumuksa, Lobo Isha Biksuvasa. The Rama Vesa says the paragish nochlin taskin and hilchasa the pasim the halacha the ain a bechor noto pishnayim b'milveh the bechor does not collect pishnayim by the milveh bein shegavu mos bein shelo gavu mos whether the money was collected or not when we tokach nira and assume the ain go b'ksubasa b'milveh that's what Rashi seems to say you don't collect the ksuba from a milveh either kidatan hacha like we say here aval lo beroy aval Rebbe perish I don't know who Rebbe is the apa pisha hora koa kabal the bechor in milveh according Rebbe makes a distinction. He says that when it comes to a Baal and a Bechor, le'inyan milveh, le'chashin le'gabay roi, it's considered roi by a Bechor, le'gabay ksubas isha miya chashiva mukzekas. By a ksuba, she's considered mukzekas even in the roi. Not in the appreciation, but in the milveh. So she would still get to collect, it is a distinction, I guess, between what roi and mukzek is, le'gabay a woman. Like, le'gabay the Bechor, he can't collect from an outstanding loan. But the woman, according to us here, can collect from an outstanding loan. There's a different definition of what's roi and what's muksuk, legabe bechor, legabe woman. So I think the difference may be is what's the ksuba? The ksuba is a when you I think
cash, then you work
the
property.
No, but not even besides that. I don't even hear that. Maybe Rabbi Rosner mentioned this once. I have to listen. Maybe he says it today. Is that when it comes to a ksuba, the ksuba has obligations from day one. Right? It just has, there's obligations from day one and they continue to keep going. So maybe there's a more of a lien, maybe it's a more powerful instrument that could collect further. As opposed to the Bechor, it's not that the Bechor has, the second he's born, he has a right to the Pishnayim. It's that upon death of the father, he has a right to the Pishnayim. That kicks in later. Whereas the Ksuba, the obligations already start back then. So maybe you can use that to make a distinction. The Tosha is saying over here, why for a woman to collect a Ksuba from a Milveh, but a Bechor cannot collect Pishnayim from the Milveh. Okay? Below Isha Biksuvasa, put sort of client. They're client somewhere. I don't remember. Maybe it's not. We're just on top of a mouth now. Below Isha Biksuvasa, and the woman doesn't collect from those properties. Below Habonis Mabinozo Sehen, and girls who the husband said that he would take care of them, because they do not collect money from those things that we spoke about either. Velo hayavam, and neither does the yavam. What do you mean the yavam? Rashi says, velo hayavam shenotel pishnayim. A yavam collects pishnayim, right? He collects two portions. Chelko collects his own portion. The chelik hames, and he also collects the chelik of the metz. Meisha yavam is ista. Eino notel the chelik of the lo b'shvach lo b'roi. Even though he's collecting pishnayim, the yavam's like a bechor. He doesn't get the pishnayim. He doesn't get it from the shep, from the appreciation, or from the outstanding loans. And then the Mishnah recaps, and again the Gemara will ask why it does recap. The chulon ain't not to the b'shvach. All of them they don't collect b'shvach. The lo b'roi k'moksak. They collect b'roi. They don't collect roi, and they only collect what's moksak. Again, with the distinction that we just talked about, the woman and her tzuv according to Tosos. So now, if the Mishnah says the b'chor gets pishnayim and nifsei av, he doesn't get pishnayim and nifsei ein. My time. What's the reason? What's the source? Amakra. The pasuk says, "Lo mishpat habechora," right? Mishpat habechora liish, the ain mishpat habechora liisha. It says, "Who raises? Oh no, lo mishpat habechora." Pasuk's talking about the father. He's the first one of the father. Lo mishpat habechora. So it comes the gabe the father. He has mishpat habechora. He has no concept of bechora legabe the woman. And which property again is on that interesting Rashash that points out that asks on Rashi. The ain or no tell b'shemach.
This is the mother, not the daughter, right?
This is the mother. Lo mishvora. A girl's never before. We talk about the father, talk about the firstborn son. The firstborn son. What? But no, the this question lashon of the pasuk lo mishpat halachora, right? So the ain mishpat halachora leisha. There's no mishpat halachora to collect from the mother. The ain or nota b'shevach. You don't collect from the appreciation. The pasuk says laseif lo pishnayim b'chol asher yimatzilo. Whatever he has at the moment of death, whatever the property is, that's what you get, not what appreciates. Below b'roy kibum moksak, and you only collect from what is available now, not what is roy to come later, most likely of milveh and outstanding loan. The pasuk says, "B'chol shein matzilo." What he owns right now, what he has now, he doesn't have the loan right now. That's outstanding. All he has now is an IOU. He doesn't have the money in the property. Rashi says, "No, okay." So the Gemara says, "The lo isha b'ksubasa," and a woman also does not collect from the shvach, or according to Rashi, from the milveh. But the Tosfos said otherwise. Is that really true that a woman doesn't collect from the shvach? Va'amar Shmuel, does Shmuel say bal chov, right? A bal chov, a creditor, a bal chov goves hasheva. He can collect the sheva. What's the case? Rashi says bal chov shehil velechavei ramos. Right. So I lend you money, and I guess through pashtar, and I have a lien. Now that I have a lien on your nechassim, umachal lova nechassim, and then you sell the borrower goes and sells to somebody else, defaults on the loan, and I'm gonna go collect on my lien. I'm going to go collect on the what I have collateral. V'hishbicham lekuchos. But in the meantime, in the property itself, when the collateral sells, I was undercollateralized. I gave you $2,000 loan. The property's worth $1,000. But at the time, in the buyer's hands, he appreciated the value of the property to $2,000. So now I can collect everything from that property. You can collect. You collect everything that you're mashbiach, right? Torah b'alchov b'guf v'hasheva v'ach isha nami b'alchovhi. And a woman's a b'alchov because she has a ksuba. It's a b'alchov. So what? All to do is why? Good question that they all ask. How is it possible for the lender to collect the shvach? It wasn't there at the time of the. How can he have a shivud on something that didn't exist? The appreciation and value didn't exist at the time. He only had a collateral on what existed. So they deal with that. But so he says, go ve'es hashevach. Amar Rabbi Abba mikulei k'suba shanakan. Ain't a chanami v'achov can, but a k'suba. You have kulos. So Rashi says ze echa mikulei k'suba. These are one of the dinim that they were making when it came to k'suba legabe din chov. One of the reasons why they were making is because the chazaka tav de meidelu that the woman wants to get married more than the man wants to get married, so she's willing to forego this type of lien in order to get married. Below habanos b'mizvosehen, and if the father obligates, if the husband obligates himself to support the daughters, they do not collect from the shevach or from the roi. My taima. Tonight ksuba ksuba dami. That's tonight he writes in the ksuba, and that's like a ksuba. So it's the obligation is written in the ksuba, and therefore it's like a ksuba. And just like a ksuba, you can't. So too by the mizonos, you can't. Assumption, yeah. Yeah, he obligates himself. So tonight ksuba. Yeah, her daughters. No, they weren't born yet. He has her daughters. Her daughters. And Rashi says in the top lo abanos shayim mekava lav lazonos bita shahayulam ish acher. Her daughters. Second to last wide line on top. Okay. The lo hayavam, and the yavam himself does not collect from the shvach or from the roi, even though he gets pishnayim. My taima. What's the reason why he does not? Because bechor kari rachmana. The Torah calls the yavam the lashon bechor. Rashi says it says v'haya ha-bechor asher teled yakum al shem achiv, which is interesting. That's not talking about the yavam. That's talking about the kid that's born after you do the yibum. The bechor is called al shem achiv. But since the word, I guess Rashi says bechor kari rachmana v'haya bechor asher teled umakim beyavus to be yavam mayir. The Gemara Yavamo says that we're talking about the yavam himself. The ka'amar rachmana the mitzvah liyavam begadol. The mitzvah is the older one to do the mitzvah of Yibam. So therefore he's considered Bechor, and he has the same halachas of the Bechor. So Amar Abaye says, he's a limitist, says, Lo Shanu, when do we say that the Yavam does not collect the Shvach, right, of the appreciation of value, a double portion of appreciation. Ela b'shvach sheshavchu nechasim bein misa liyivum. Father dies, point A. Appreciation. Father dies is point A. The yivum ceremony is point B. Between A and B, there's an appreciation and value. The yivum does not collect the pishnayim on that appreciation. However, aval, what? What splits it? Splits it equally. He doesn't get a double portion of it. They all get it. He just doesn't get a double portion of it. Okay? But aval, devein, yivum, lechaluka. Point C is when they divide the property. Father dies, point A. Yivum's done, point B. Appreciation takes place after point B to a point C, which is where you do the actual chalukah. There, shakyo. According to Rabbi, he does collect pishnayim in that appreciation. My time. Why? Because the pasuk says, Yakum Hashem Achiv Ameis. Once you do Yivum, you stand in the place of the brother who died, Amar Rahmana Bahare Kam. He already did the Yivum. So he's now standing in the place of the brother. So it's as if he is the brother. So I guess one decides you kind of view him as himself and the brother. So he gets two. So, but Rava Amar, Rava says, no, Afidu Debein Yivum L'Chalukah L'Am L'Shakel. He also, even if the appreciation took place between the Yivum and the split of the property, he still does not collect the Pishnayim. My timer. Why? Because it says, V'haya B'chor Shetelev Yokom Hashem Achim. It says, B'chor. He's called B'chor. Ma B'chor Ein Lov, Kodim Chalukah, Af Yavim Nami Ein Lov, Kodim Chalukah. Rava says, no, we compare him to a B'chor. For B'chor, it doesn't matter when the appreciation is, he still doesn't get Pishnayim. So if the Yavim is considered a B'chor, why is he getting Pishnayim anyway? Doesn't get Pishnayim. Okay. V'chulan, then the Mishnah gave that recap. It says, V'chulan ein notem b'shevach. In all these cases, the B'chor, the Yavim, the Ish, the B'ksuvasa, the Banos, the Mzoseim, they all these cases, ein notem b'shevach. They don't collect in the appreciation, right? Why? What's that coming to add? We just said it. He says, L'asuye shivcha d'nineila. It comes to include that we get natural appreciation. Rashi says, Shalot Torah ba'achid. No one worked it. It didn't happen. Just natural appreciation. Kagon. An example would be Chafura Bahave Shvuli. Right? You had Tfua that was, I guess, little growth, and now it turned into real stalks, into real bundles. Or Shalpufe Bahave Tamari. You had the Peros that were the Smadar. They haven't fully grown yet. And now they became full dates. They grew. They grew by themselves. So that's an appreciation. Because at the moment of death, the Smadar is worth much less than what full tomorrow would be worth. But the potential doesn't count. That's what's coming to tell us, that even this potential doesn't count, because you have to value the property at the moment of death.
So the other brother being smart, he push everything off, so everything buds out, comes out.
Well, it made a difference. You value at the moment of death.
Or death.
Right. You think value at the moment of death. Yes, that's what we say. No, that's what we said. That's the whole thing. Not the shvach, not the roi. Only thing that's worth is the value of death. At the moment of death, that's the valuation of the property. Okay, and the Gemara then, the Mishnah then said, below the roi kamusa. Why does it say that again? They only collect and what's muksak and not what's roi. Lasui nichse davi abba, to include the grandfather's property. So what's that case? So Rashi says. Rashi says, im haya avi avihem chai. So Yaakov died, but Abraham is still Yitzhak died, but Abraham is still alive. Now Yaakov is going to be Yorish Abraham, right? And now they Yorish the grandfather. Assumption being that there are no other sons. It's just them, right? The Alpha God divided and he didn't leap over him, even though they're definitely going to fall to them. I think it should be Ben Acher. Right, that dalit should be a bein acher. Even if he has another son, but they would still get the portion of their father. I feel yesh lo bein acher yidlu elo chelak avian. They'll still get their avian. So saka daita chamina kimuksa dami. Maybe you have anything that's muksa because they're vaday going to get it. The kaimelon seifa, the kamashelon seifa, the ime reisha. If you just had the reisha, avmina roy the kani reisha. The ein b'chor notel broke. You go to nakulo nixay achti avian. Chaylo bani b'shas misas avian. Chal elo meisu van v'chakak meisu. Then the chasim halalu lo yuun lehem b'shas misas avian elo misafik. We think that maybe Roy is only the case where it's a suffix, where it's a cup, that maybe the brother doesn't give you back. Maybe the father, maybe the grandfather, maybe the maybe what's the case over here? Shailu banim b'shas misas aviyim shel elu umesu banav the hakach mesu. Maybe the order of death would change Whatever the case would be, is that without the raise of Sefer, you'd have thought that if it's a Safek. But here it's Vada going to go to them. So no, but since he didn't own it, it's not in his possession, it's still considered Roy, and you don't get, the Bechor would not get Pishnayim, and all these other people would not be able to collect. Okay.
Yeah, how many did he get? Because the grandfather's assets while he's still alive.
When the grandfather would die, the Bechor would get Pishnayim. But even if they're guaranteed, the Mishnah is teaching us that the Bechor does not get Pishnayim in that. They definitely are Yorishim.
Right.
The question is whether or not the Bechor gets a double portion. What? Right.
I don't think they're exactly.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, Mitzamsin or Imitzamsin? What do we say? I don't know. The Gemara spoke about that in Yavama. Spoke about who dies first. I don't know. Okay, Pasuk Torah says in Vayikra that Bishnas Hayovel Azos Hashuv Isha Lechuzasa. That teaches us that all karka that is sold between Yovels, they return to their owner of the next Yovel. Now the Mishnah teaches a bunch of dindin of different karkos that do not return on Yovel. The elu she'ein chosen biYovel. These do not return to the original owner on Yovel. Number one, Habachorah. I guess when the Bechor gets Pishnayim, that second portion does not get returned. Right? There, Yorish is Ishto. If a husband is Yorish his wife, right, Yerusha basically does not go back. If the husband is Yorish his wife, then that property does not return to the wife's family at Yovel. The Hamiyabim is Ashish Achiv. Right, and the one who's miyabim his sister-in-law, and he's yorish the karkos of his brother, that does not go back to that family. I guess whose family? He is the brother now. I guess it doesn't go back. Vehamatana, and if someone was gifted property, that does not return either on Yovel, Divrei or Meir. That's Rav Meir, the most expansive view. Chachamim omrim, Chachamim say no. Hamatana kimecher. Hamatana is like a sale, and therefore they would go back in Yovel. However, they agree apparently that a Yerusha does not go back in Yovel. Third Tana is Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kulam, all of them, Chelik Bechor, the Yerusha Zabal, the Chelik Yovel, the Matana, they are Chozer mi Yovel. They are Chozer, they go back, they go back in Yovel. And then Rabbi Yochan Baroka Omer, Yorish es Ishto, the one who's Yorish es Ishto, right, he's Yorish to Karka, Yachsel of Neimishbacha, he has to return it to the her family. The Yenakim Ahenes Adamim, but I guess they pay him for it. Rashi says Yachsel Karkos of Neimishbacha of the Damim, the Yenakim Ahen Min Hadamim. I guess he has to get paid for it. Right? He gets paid for it. So the Mishnah is explaining what that case is talking about. It's her ancestral land. Whatever the evaluation they have to do. Right. So my time with the mayor. Why does the mayor say that all these things are not chozer? He says Yerusha is not chozer, Matana is not chozer, and Mechud we know he adds Yerusha and adds Matana. So my time with the mayor. He says Mechud Amrachmon Lahedu Yovel. Only a sale goes back on Yovel because the pasuk says Ki Simkaru Mimkar Lamisecha. The Mishmarshni Machar Yovel Tikkun Meis Hamisecha. It's only Mecher, and he says Matana U Yerusha. Lo, but not a gift and not a Yerusha. The Hanim Yerusha Yerusha, and the cases in the Mishnah that a Yerusha are dealing like Yerusha, and the Matana Kematana, right? Because Bechor, the Pasuk says, Lasseis lo Pishnayim, to give him Pishnayim. So Matani Kari Rechmana. Therefore, it's considered a gift. And Matana is not Choser to be Ophel. But Yorush is Ishto, and the one who's Yorush's wife, Yerusha is Habal, the Araisa. The Yerusha of the husband, according to Rav Meir, is Din Araisa, the husband is Yorush the wife. So that's a Din Yerusha. If that's a Yerusha, then it doesn't go back on Yovel. And the Hamiyabim Ishis Achiv, why? The Chor Kari Rechmana, we already said. The Yovam is called a Bechor. The Chor, we said, was a Matana. So what we hear is a Matana, and therefore it doesn't go back. I remember hearing once there's a Takan of Rabbeinu Tam that says that Yorish is Ishto, but if the woman dies in the first year or two or something like that, then the Takan of Rabbeinu Tam goes back. Because what happens is that the husband, the father-in-law would give a big dowry, and then give it to the husband, and then the wife dies, and now he's really up the creek. He lost all his money. So I remember seeing that. I think it's just Takan of Rabbeinu Tam that the first year of marriage, he doesn't yorish it. Okay. The Chachamim argue matana kemechar. The Chachamim argue in one case. They say a matana is like a mechar, right? Matana is like a mechar, and therefore, if something that's considered a matana, you would get it wouldn't go back on Yovel. My time of the Rabbanon, what do they say? He says Tashuvu. It says Vishaptem Ishal Kuzaso. They say the word Shaptem Tashuvu, right, is Larabos is a Matana. That comes to include a Matana, meaning that a Matana goes back on Yovel. Vahani Kulo Yerusha Ninhu. And the other ones invented in the Mishnah Yerusha. But Bechor, the Amakor, Laseislo Pishnayim, Bechor, it says Laseislo, it's a Matana, so it's the two, there are two Chalokim. Makish Chalik, Bechor, or Chalik Pashat. Machalik, sorry. He argues, what does Chacham say? Chacham Omrim Matana Kimecher. But he says that all these cases in the Mishnah, that those are Yerushas. Aye, but doesn't Bechor, we say, with Laseis was a Matana? He says, no, Bechor is still considered Yerusha, because it says, Laseis Lo Pishnayim, Makish Chalik Bechorah L'Chalik Pashat. We have a hekesh between the extra portion and the regular portion. Machalik Pashat Yerusha, just like the regular portion is Yerusha, Achalik Bechorah is Yerusha. So too, the second portion is also considered Yerusha, and the same thing with the Yavam, it's called the Bechor. So even those things are considered Yerusha, and Chachamim agree that Yerusha is not Chozer on Yovel, but a real Matana would be Chozer on Yovel. Now comes Rabbi Lezer Omer, he holds that all of them go back on Yovel. So Savlak Rabbanon, he holds like Rabbanon, the Avar, Amri, Tashuvu, La Rabos, Esamatano, Matana. He says Matanas go back. So right at the back, Matana goes back. So we have Mecha, we have Matana. Right? And he says, Hani Kulu, everything that's mentioned in the Mishnah, it's Matana Ninu. Those are all Matanos. Right? Because Bechor, it says, Lashes Lo Pishnaim, Matana Kari Rachmana. He doesn't hold the Hekish, he says it's a Matana. He holds like a Tanakama, like Rameh, that's considered a Matana. Once it's considered a Matana, according to Rameh, it doesn't go back, but according to Rabbi Lazar, it does go back. Matana, Kari Rachmana, Yorish Ishto, aye, but Yorish Ishto, isn't that a Yerusha? Why does that go back? So he says it's also Matana, because he says Yerusha is a Baal Rabbanim. Somebody did Rabbanim, that the husband is Yorish. So it's sort of like the Chachamim were gifted this idea, they gifted it to the husband, and therefore it's a Matana. And Vahamiyabim, Mesachis Achiv, the Yavam will get the Pishnayim, why does that go back? Because Bechor Kari Rachmana, he's called a Bechor. So Rechon Awas from Nas in the Kovach Shiurim, he goes, I don't understand. Even if you say that the Yerusha Baal is a Dinder Rabbanan, and why does it go back? We say, Kol Takana Shetiknu Chachamim, Ke'en Darai Shetiknu. So they make the Takana, and now they have these new rules. Just like the Yerusha Darai Shetiknu shouldn't go back, so the Yerusha Darabanan also shouldn't go back. So he explains, based on Tosos and Ksubas, he says that the Yerusha Baal is not considered like a real Yerusha. He says, because his relationship to her is out of marriage, not out of any bloodline. So it's not considered a real Yerusha. The way he's getting it is within Hefker, based on Hefker. He's not getting it, it's not the same type of Yerusha. He's getting it within Hefker, not within Yerusha, and therefore it's within Hefker, it's like a Matana. That's how he explains. Okay. So Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi has the name Rav Yochanan. We've seen this many times in Shas. Ha'achin Shechalku, you have two, keep it simple, two brothers, or Yorish, the father's field, and they divide it. So how are they viewed connected to each other? So the Gemara says, Lekuchos Heim. They are considered as if they purchased the property from each other. Lekuchos Heim. Because, Umachzirin Zelazeb Yovel. And therefore they have to return back to Yovel and I guess redistribute. Because their split is considered a Mecher. Rashi explains, right? Umachzirin Zelazeb, Bechozim Vecholkim. Why? Because if we say, we want to say that it's as if each one purchased the portion from the other one, and we don't say that it's as, because what happens is the father dies. Now there's this whole mixture. So if you hold Yesh Breira, you would say it. When I get my portion, you get your portion, so Huvra Dovel Mafreya, this is my portion, and then it's mine, and then not Lekuchos. But we hold a Breira. So what happens? There's no Breira, so when we split it, each person owns a little portion in each little piece, in each atom. So I bought your portion and you bought my portion. So the Lekuchos, and therefore, then Chos Machzirin Zelazeb Yovel. So Machlokas Achronim, do they have to actually redo it, or is it automatic and it's just like a lumpness type? But I don't. What's the point?
It's staying in the family anyway. What's the point?
So according to the ones who say that you don't have to resplit it. That according to the ones who say you do have to resplit it, then maybe they can do a new split. Maybe you can take different properties. Maybe you can split it differently this time. It all goes back into the family pot, and now must to re-separate into your individual pot. So maybe you can split the property differently, and you'll go. I don't know. So Moshe Rav Hoshaya asks.
Well, the required or is optional?
No, Yovel's a halacha.
You know what? Happy with the same family. I like A, you like B.
So that's the machlokas achronim. Do you can you just say that and it happens, or do you have to know? Do another distribution. It'll be the same. At the same. It would just be semantics, but you would have to do it. Right. More and pay the lawyers.
More lawyers.
More lawyers. That's all. So most no, they probably can just copy the same documents they had the first time. Mosiv Rav Oshia, right? Change the dates. Mosiv Rav Oshia, the Elu She'ein Chozin by Yovel. Rav Oshia says these are the things that are not returned, that did not go. The Mishnah said that the Bechor, according to, doesn't go back on Yovel. So the Gemara says the Bechor doesn't go back on Yovel, right? You see that Yerusha doesn't go back on Yovel. So why would these go back on Yovel? If it's Yerusha. But Bechor is a Yerusha. Rashi says, so Amalei Rav Elazar, right? Says Rav Elazar to Rav Oshia, I can answer, Ma Ein Chozin. What does it mean, Ein Chozin, in the Mishnah? It means, Ein Chozin Levatola. He doesn't Chozin Levatola, meaning, Rashi says, Shehima Ab Bechoroso, Abba Chozin Lechokim Venotu Mishnayim Kibatchila. What you have to do is you have to put it all back in the pot and redistribute. So that would be the same thing over here. So maybe it could be a new distribution.
Well, there I can see it because there's an extra portion of it.
But here also. So I own field A and you own field B. Now, you know, I want to switch. And this time, for the next 49 years, I'll own field B and you own field A.
I'm happy and you're
happy. But I'm not happy. I'm on the other field. Right. He's talking about the case of the offense. So Maskif Lover and Sheshes. So Sheshes asked, right, Michlal, if you say that Ein Chozin means that Ein Chozin Levatala, but they still keep their portion, but they don't, it's not, it means they have to redistribute, Michlal, demand the Amar Chozin, that according to the Manda Amar who says Chozin B'Yovel, he says Chozin Levatala Ka Amar, right? Then that means that it goes back completely. Rashi says, Michlal de Rabbi Lezer, the Amar Chozin Levatala Ka Amar Bitmia. So really? If you say that Ein Chozin means it's not Levatala, so Rabbi Lezer says it's Chozin, that means it's Chozin. So wait. So he was the Bechor only for 49 years, and then and year 50 he's no longer Bechor? That's the question. What does it mean, Chozin Levatala? He loses his Bechor status? So Kari Rav Chama Alei de Rav Sheshes, so Rav Chama called on Rav Sheshes, who asked this question, Tova Chachma im Nachla. Chachma, your Karifus, is good, but you should have Nachla, you should have some Brysos, because he only knew Brysos, but he below Shamiyu Lei, he didn't hear the following thing, the Hadak the Asa Rabin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amri Lo Rabbi Lezer Amar Mishum Rabbi Lezer Ben Shemua My Chozrin Chozrin Matala Inochanami. According to the Mandamer in the Mishnah, it says Chozrin. Don't ask the question because Inochanami. That's the halacha. It's Chozrin Livatala. You know. Had he known this, I guess he would have asked the question. But I don't understand the lumps behind that. Why would it be that when I'm Chozer? Well, the Bechor is not Chozer, so that's not an issue. But why would these other cases where you're Chozer? Why would you lose that right? Seems more equitable to just redistribute. Whatever. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer Hayoshes Ishto Yachzer Livnei. Right, the one who's Yorish his wife's family should be Chozer, should return the items on Yovel. Return the items on Yovel to the Bnei Mishpacha, and he takes off some value. So my Kasava, why? Why does he have to return it? Ikasava Yusaval Daraisa. If Yusaval is Dindaraisa, I'm my Yachzer. So why does he have to return it? Because it's his. Amayaf to the Mishpacha. It's his. It's not called the Yerusha doesn't go back. Vika Sav Yerusha is a Baal the Rabbanon. If it's Yerusha Baal the Rabbanon, then it might have to do. So why do they have any chiyuv of money to him? The Karka returns to the Manyova. Why should they have to pay him? So the Olam Kasava really we hold Yerusha the Baal the Araisa. Now, Inokanami, Yerusha Baal the Araisa, really, he should not have to return it at all. They made a Takkan in this case. Why? Because Hakka by a Skinon, he goes Sherishaso Isto Beskavaros. He was Yoresh, the ancestral burial plot. Right, the base kvaros. Umishum pegam mishpacha, and there's a concept of pegam mishpacha that it has to be returned back. It's not covered for the mishpacha that their burial plot should be hit in the hands of somebody else who's not in the family. So Amar Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon told him lishkol dinei v'lahader that the husband should get some money back and he'll return the base kvaros to the mishpacha so they can bury them there. Even though Meikur Din, he doesn't have to do that. And this idea of pegam mishpacha that you have, if this idea of pegam mishpacha kidesanya, we learn it in the Braisa, hamocha kivro, guy goes and sells his cemetery, his burial plot, viderach kivro, or the way to get to his, or mako ma'amado, or the area where they're supposed to do, the shev ma'amado, 7 times they stand up, that area, or beis hasvedo, the place where you do masrim, boyin b'nei mishpacha, the b'nei mishpacha can come, the kovin also bal karcho, they can bury the guy who sold it, I guess bal karcho of the kona. It's not a really valid sale. Why? Because Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. Because in the idea of pegam and mishpacha, so because of pegam and mishpacha, they also told the husband, return the ancestral burial land, but get payment. I guess the payment could be that he can bury his wife there without having to pay for her, because he has an obligation. I guess I don't know. But she's dead already.
Is that a problem for 40 years that it's in his possession until Yovel? That's not a problem.
No, because Pagam Ishbacha, why doesn't it go back right away? Why do you have to wait till Yovel to bring it back? Why does Pagam Ishbacha only kick in? Well, maybe because
you don't know if she's going to get it back.
You got to get it back. So it's not as big a Pagam because it's going to go back. It's not going to leave them forever. Okay. Umay Yinakul Hemidamim. And what does it mean? Oh, I said that. Sorry. What does it mean that Yinakul Hemidamim? That means to make Kever Ishto. The Val is chayav to bury him, and he can't.
Get reimbursed for
it. Yeah, but I don't think that's what it says. It says who chayav b'kvaraso, that he can't, that for that he can't ask for reimbursement. That he has an obligation. I guess you have to. What it means is that he gives it back, but he doesn't. You take off the amount. You take off the amount that he was obligated to pay for his wife. He doesn't get that money back. You have to pay for your wife's funeral. Because it never comes up, I like to say it, but the Srida Yesh, who some of us heard us hear about, but Srida Yesh didn't have any children, so Mark Shapiro says you have to learn his Torah, and that constitutes his children. Same thing when it comes to Daf Yomi with Rav Meir Shapiro. So he's like, my focus, what? No, not his yahrzeit, but whenever Srida Yesh is quoted, I like to talk to say it. So we say over here, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, talking about Pinui HaMeis, about, you know, reinterning dead bodies. So Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodei Asim Shin Samach Gimel that you're not allowed to reintern the bones of a mace from one place to another place unless you have a real, you know, valid reason. One of the valid reasons is to return to a Beyachuzah, to a family ancestral burial grounds. So the question was asked, what if it's not an ancestral burial ground, it's just near the plots of other people? Like right now, we don't have ancestral burial places, we just have, you know, people have plots in masses. So can you move from one place to another place? So the Cheskel says, yeah, based on over here, you see from our Gemaras that you can reinterpret because it has to be Pagam Mishpacha. Because he includes Sri Deish says no. So Sri Deish has a whole long tshuva in Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Chaf Hei, talking about Pinui Kvaras, about reinterning dead bodies. I don't know, I guess maybe something came up with the war, you found people who were buried after the war. And moving back. Alright, interesting. The Sri Deish says there's no raya. Sri Deish says that there's no raya from over here to move the burial plot. Oh, you're talking about reinterring dead bodies. Sri Deish says no. He says number one over here, the case over here could very well be that there was no other place to bury the guy. Right, and that's why they had to bury him. Number two, the case we're talking about over here is prior to death. Prior to death, you can get the land back as a pagam ishbacha. But no, there's no right necessarily that you can reintern the body if it's not a stay, if it's a yahuza, to get a psak otherwise, get a psak otherwise. According to this radiation, may not necessarily be a raya from here. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone, have a good day. Have a good fest.